Okay, so we're going. My name is Julianne Mangano, and I'm 16 years old. Today is November 26th, 2017, and I'm recording this interview in Branchville, New Jersey. I'm speaking with my Aunt Margaret. So, today I want to start with your childhood. Where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Clifton, New Jersey, and I was the oldest of four children. I had three brothers and no sisters. We lived in Clifton, and we were two blocks away from school, St. Brendan's School. We are Catholics, and actually my mother was Catholic, and my dad was, he didn't have a faith, I guess. I don't know what his faith was, but we lived two blocks away from the nearest school, which happened to be a Catholic grammar school. And it was great because it was only a two-block walk, and I really enjoyed it there.
That's awesome. So what was your favorite thing about school?
Well, because it was a short walk, we did a lot of things together. Since we were Catholic and it was a Catholic school, there were many activities that we could join, my brothers and I. Mostly me, because girls like to be together with girls.
Right.
And there are clubs and things that we joined. I joined. And the boys were into baseball and things like that.
Right. So what were some of the clubs that you were involved in? Do you remember? Or
clubs?
Or activities?
No, brownies. Girl Scouts, things that the church had that I participated in. And it was so good because it was a short walk to school.
Right. That's awesome. So did you have a teacher or other adult that really impacted your childhood?
I can't think of anyone, especially the parish priest, Father Rugel. He was there for many years, and he was very holy, and he was friendly, and he got along with everyone, and everyone got along with him, and it was just a joyful environment.
Awesome. So obviously, as a child, your religion played a strong role in your life, considering you went to Catholic school.
Very strong.
So what does religion mean to you, and what role does it play in your life today?
My faith is a very strong influence in my life. My parents, can I tell you a little bit about my
parents? Of course, yes.
My mother, of course, was Catholic. My father had no religion, but he was a good man. He was quiet, kind, generous, trusting. He was wonderful. And my mother loved him to death. Mm-hmm. She just loved him. And they got along together. They never, ever fought.
Wow.
And there were four kids and, you know, brothers and sisters.
Right.
But my brothers, you know, did the boy stuff. And I, you know, joined a girl from across the street. And we played games in the streets. And she wasn't Catholic, but we went to church every Sunday. Sometimes my father would go to keep my mm-hmm. mother company, I guess. But it was a wonderful base.
Right.
As I got older, then I went to a public high school because there were no Catholic high schools nearby, and I walked 10 blocks. But it was, you know, it was fine. But then we moved when I was a teenager. We moved to Wayne, New Jersey, and I had to get on the bus to go to Catholic school in Totowa.
Wow.
But I was glad I was in a Catholic school because I felt like I was home.
Yeah.
And the boys went to Catholic school, too.
Awesome.
When we went to Wayne. And it was nice in Wayne, too.
That's really cool. So then, what role does religion play in your life today?
A very strong influence. I go to daily Mass and Communion. I say the rosary every day with the other ladies in the parish. I try to join different groups from the church to help out the church. I'm trying to think what else. Just being a role model for family members who don't go to church. I pray for them every day.
Right.
And I guess that's it.
Nice. So then, what important lessons have your religious beliefs taught you? And do you want to share any of them?
That our Lord is very close by. He knows everything we're doing. He loves us very much, all of us. And he wants us to be as close to him as possible. And although you don't hear him, he speaks to you in your heart and in your soul. And it's just beautiful because it feels like it's your home away from home.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing. So I'm going to go back a little bit to your childhood. So what are some of your earliest childhood memories?
Playing hopscotch out front with the other girls on the street. Having garage sales and just playing with the kids in the backyard. Let's see, what else? It goes back a lot of years. I haven't been thinking about that lately. Just the kids on the street weren't necessarily Catholic, right. But they were fun to play with.
Awesome.
And playing in the street ball, you know, if there were any boys, they would play ball with us or vice versa. We would play with them. And they'd have parades in the streets because it was a town, you know, mm-hmm. a small town. In those days, it was small. And garage sales. My mother would have garage sales and we would play with other kids.
That's awesome.
That's it.
That's cool. So, you told me how you have your siblings. What were your siblings' names and what were their ages, like, compared to you?
Okay. My oldest brother was a year and a half younger than I. And then his name is Boyd, B-O-Y-D, same name as my dad.
Mm-hmm.
They were Protestant, my father's family.
Okay.
But my next brother, Bill, he was about a year and a half to 2 years younger, Bill William. And then John was the youngest. He was 10 years younger than I. He was the youngest. And
nice. So how could you explain the relationships of your family? Were you a very close-knit family? How were your relationships with your brothers?
Well, my brothers did things together because they were boys. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do boy stuff. I wanted to find another girl to do girl stuff.
Right.
If you're a girl, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
my relationship was good with them. My dad was, he owned a manufacturing plant. It was Bryson Manufacturing in Clifton. He was the boss. But my dad was very quiet, mm-hmm. very quiet. But such a good man. He was an angel of a man, but very quiet. My mother was more talkative. And she got me into things at school and in church. But the brothers, they did boy stuff.
Right. Nice. So did you ever go into any of the activities with the boys? Did you ever go to work with your dad or any of that fun stuff? Do you have any memories with that or any funny stories about brothers beating you up or
anything? No, we got along pretty good. You know, they did boy stuff, but they didn't, you know, we didn't fight too much that I can remember.
That's good. The boys
maybe fought.
But. Right. Cool. So now, do you have any memories with your family? Anything that sticks out to you throughout your life that you can remember?
One thing... I love my father and my mother, and they loved each other very much for many years until they died.
Mm-hmm.
And they were devoted to each other, and he would do things for her and vice versa. And sometimes he would go to church to Mass with us on Sunday, and I thought that was nice. But when I was 16, something happened, and we went to Mass this one Sunday. And at communion time, Dad, he usually sat and, well, we went up to communion.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad got up and I said, "Mom, Dad can't go to communion."
Mm-hmm.
I said, tell him no, you know, because he was hard of hearing, so he couldn't hear me talking to her. She said, "It's all right, hon." He became a Catholic, and he's made his first communion, and it's okay. He can go to communion. I cried. I thought it was so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because he was so quiet, so mm-hmm. good. He was always a good man, and I trusted him. He trusted me and the whole family. And he would never show off about anything.
Right.
And it was such a beautiful thing. I'll always remember my dad.
Oh, you know, that's
going
really
up
nice.
To communion with us, because they got along so well. Mm-hmm. He was very quiet anyway, so you never know what he's thinking. But he also was a grower of dahlias. He had prize dahlias.
Oh, really?
And he'd show them, and he'd win prizes and everything. And he was in the manufacturing, but he also loved flowers.
Uh-huh.
And he'd make bouquets and bring them home to my mother or to me or
yeah.
whatever. And he was amazing. Amazing person.
Oh.
Very big influence on my life.
That's awesome. So continuing with your family, what's your favorite family holidays and why?
I guess Christmas, like everyone else. Easter, because they're spiritual holidays too.
Right.
And they're very meaningful. Christmas, when Christ was born in Bethlehem, and a lot of families go to church and to Mass. And Easter, which is joyful when the Lord rose.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're together as a family instead of going all different directions.
Right. You know? Yes. So what are some traditions that are passed down through our family? And do you know how and when they were started?
Traditions.
It could be holiday traditions, anything really.
Well, usually the holidays, my mother would cook. And everyone would come over, like cousins and aunts and uncles would come. And sometimes we would go to my cousins when we were in Clifton. My cousins lived in Wayne, but Wayne was very remote and
right.
country.
Yeah.
And we'd go to my cousins for dinner, and if it was Christmas or Easter, we would be on the farm, and there'd be animals and
yeah.
fun stuff, farm stuff. We could climb trees. We could do all kinds of fun things like that because we were in the city. You can't climb trees in the city.
Right.
But in the country, you can do all that stuff, fish and all that. So that was fun.
Very cool. So we'll go to working and jobs that you've held. Is there what jobs have you held in your life, and is there one that stands out to you as your favorite?
Well, I went to nursing school. I became an RN, and I worked at St. Joe's Hospital in Patterson for a while. I was in critical care.
Okay.
And then we moved up to Wayne. I'm trying to think what I did when we were in Wayne. And then as the years went by, I got married, and I was looking for a job. Well, the babies were coming, but in between, when the kids got to be a certain age, I wanted to get a job.
Right.
So I had the experience of being a registered nurse, but being in critical care, I wasn't too crazy about anymore
because
mm-hmm. I had other responsibilities with the kids. So I went down to Hackettstown, and I thought I'd take a long shot and go into M&M Mars and ask them if they needed anybody. They said, "Well, we have a nurse there that's been here a long time. We don't need a nurse, but if you want to work here, you could get into customer service and do computer stuff." I said, "Well, a job is a job. I'll
right.
take whatever you got."
Mm-hmm.
So I got hired. 2 weeks later, the nurse retired, and guess who became the nurse?
You did.
I mean, I didn't expect that at all.
That's awesome.
And I was there 22 years.
That's awesome. So when you were younger, did you have a dream job, or did you have a job that you imagined you would be?
What?
Like, say, did you have a job when you were younger that you dreamed to have, or did you ever have a dream job as you were little?
I'm trying to think. I dreamed. I worked in a bakery when I was a teenager. I loved it. mm-hmm. could have all the goodies that you, right. you wanted. Yes. And it was close to home. And I was starting to drive then, so it was not far away. That was in Wayne. And I loved working in the bakery.
Right.
And that was a fun job. And people in the surrounding area would come in for their cream donuts and brownies and everything and could have whatever you want for free.
Right. Yum. So when we were talking about your job, you mentioned a little bit about getting married and having kids. So do you want to tell me a little bit about your later life, getting married, having kids? Tell me about your family then.
I'm trying to think.
You could just tell me like your kids' names and stuff like that.
My son, Matthew, and my daughter, Beth, they're about 15 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then Diana, she was about 4 years later. And this is after I was married, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
What specifically did you want to know?
You could tell me basically anything, some favorite memories about them, the days they were born, that kind of stuff.
Well, I was happy to have my son. He was my firstborn.
Mm-hmm.
And when my next baby came, a girl, I was ecstatic because I grew up with all boys. And I was dying to have a sister, but never right. had a sister. So my first daughter, Beth, she came along and I just was ecstatic. Of course, I loved my son.
Right.
But he did a lot with his dad, fishing and hunting and all that. And mm-hmm. my daughter did all girl stuff with me. And I just loved that. And then the next baby that came along was Diana. And she was another girl. Of course, a tomboy, but that's okay. She was a girl. And they were great kids and they got along good.
That's awesome. So do you have any specific memories as a family that you really enjoy or that stick with you?
Specific memory, like
it could be about anything. It could be maybe a specific holiday where you had special memories, or it could be about each specific child, if you have something individually about each of them, whatever you could think of.
I can't think of anything here. Well, the girls kind of did girl things together. My son had his friends, but my son was very quiet. So if he didn't have a friend to do something with, he'd go out fishing or hunting mm-hmm. on his own, which is fine. We lived up in Wayne, and they had friends from school. The girls did a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, so they had to keep themselves occupied.
Right.
my husband was, he was a nursery man, and he grew plants and everything. So when the kids were bored, they'd help dad with, yeah. with the nursery and with the plants and stuff like that.
Nice. So we'll go into a little bit more about your family and that kind of stuff. So let's see. What is your happiest moments that you could think of, if there was a specific moment in your life where you were very happy, or could be sad too if you want to go down sad, but whatever you could think of.
A couple things. One was when my dad became a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. I was very touched by that. Of course, my wedding day, that was wonderful.
Right.
My marriage did last about 40 years, but did get divorced after 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it was difficult and challenging. But I did get an annulment after I got the divorce.
Okay.
So I'm still okay in the eyes of the church.
Right.
And my kids were very devoted to their dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was grateful for that, because he died of lung cancer and they were all at his side every day.
Right.
And I was there, you know, some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids were there constantly because they loved him so much. Because
right.
he was a great role model. He was a businessman. He was a hunter. He was a fisherman.
Mm-hmm.
He grew flowers, too, you know, like my dad. And that's what I remember.
Nice. So how did you meet your husband or ex-husband?
We went to the same school, the grammar school. And then when I went to high school, I went to a different high school than he, and he just asked me out, and I thought, wow, you know. you know, it was good for, you know, quite a while. So,
yeah. So after he asked you out, what was your first date? Do you remember your first date?
I have no idea.
That's okay.
You're going back a lot of years, you know.
Yes. So you said that one of your most special moments was your wedding day. So tell me a little bit about it, and did it go as you imagined?
It's very foggy because I don't remember a lot, but
that's okay.
It was beautiful. My parents were very proud because I was the oldest,
mm-hmm.
the first one to get married, and I'm trying to think where it was. I think it was in Totowa.
Okay.
Or Wayne. I don't remember, but
that's okay.
It was beautiful. They had a beautiful wedding for me, and it was beautiful. And we went to the Bahamas for our honeymoon, and it was beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome. So to kind of wrap things up here, right, we had a really good interview, but I just want to wrap it up a little bit. So how would you like people to remember you? It's a tough question, I know, but if you have any
thoughts.
How would
they like you to remember? What kind of a question? What would you say if somebody asked you that?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I don't know that I was a good person, that
mm-hmm.
I tried to do the right thing. I love my kids, my family.
Yeah.
And I tried to do as much as I can at church. I go to daily mass, and that's my priority right now. And
right.
If I can help at church, I do what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I drove for Meals on Wheels for 8 years, not long ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
And used to bring meals to the homebound elderly. Now I'm elderly. But that was fun to do. And I walked at the college. I've been walking at the college, Sussex County College.
Uh-huh.
The seniors can walk in their gymnasium every day if they
want.
Oh,
nice.
From, for an hour, 9 to 10. I do that sometimes, too. So
very
as long
nice.
As I can stay healthy, that would be good.
Yes. So what have you accomplished in your life personally and professionally that makes you the proudest?
Well, I worked for M&M Mars, and I could have all the candy I wanted. that was great, and I was blessed, I think,
mm-hmm.
to get that nurse's job.
Right.
Because I was willing to take a desk job.
Right.
Just to get into the company.
Yeah.
And God was good, and He said, "Well, you got it."
Yeah. No, that was awesome. So, thinking about future generations and knowing that they might hear this recording, is there any wisdom or advice that you want to share?
Stay close to our Lord. Don't forget your prayers. Be good to those around you and to others. And as they say, do unto others that you would like them to do unto you. Give more than get.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can say.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for the interview today, and I had a great time.
Oh, me too. Thank
all right.
You.
Perfect.